Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Georgia Wrestling Network host to make it to Trash Bag Wrestlers?
It's murder!
This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins. Did I miss something with Murder One?
Are you familiar with the Facebook blog Trash Bag Wrestlers?
I am.
Well, Murder made a brief appearance earlier today. Shocked the shit out of me because I happen to know Murder One has gear, and I happen to know he had on his gear under his entrance garb, and I happen to know he wrestled that match in gear, but they didn't know all that, so they put him up, and it sparked a bit of a debate on the old social network today.
Well, I guess I wasn't paying much attention on social media today, but I'm sure Murder One had plenty to say.
I've been relatively quiet thus far, but he does have a show later on tonight, so he might be saving it all for that.
Yeah. Well, before we get started, looks like we're already being joined by Georgia Wrestling History's own Larry Goodman.
Big yes. Devil.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you tonight, Larry?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
Doing all right.
I imagine Murder will have some comments about that tonight.
I imagine he might. Knowing Murder as the sensible, quiet type, I'm sure they're going to be.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know if you heard his show last week, but Trent Van Dries called in and said the wrong thing, and he just tore him a new one. I was like, whoa, I hadn't heard Murder go off like that in a long time. Wow.
You don't call Murder One a fucking idiot on his show.
No, that's not a good thing to do. Oh. Hey, I was curious to know, I'm assuming that Matt Hankins might know something about this, about Jeff G. Bailey's debut in UIW.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that, Larry. It was exactly what you thought it might be. Vicious, as always. And to set the stage a little bit, it was the main event between Goldust and Cyrus. They're in there having a hard-fought match, and Cyrus beats Goldust. Well, during that match, there was a medical emergency in the crowd. And they're over there tending to this lady to get her back up to speed. And it just so happens it's right in front of the door where Jeff T. And Jeter made their entrance. So that was the scene as Jeter just comes through throwing chairs and just utterly destroying, goes in and decimates Bull Buchanan. And then somebody made the bad decision to hand Jeff G the microphone. So you can imagine what proceeded. If I could borrow a phrase, I believe he said, "He's blacker than South Atlanta and getting time is dangerous. Yes, it's Jeter." And then he wished we'll be getting a happy Father's Day. It was pretty damn.
Is it right that Jeff and Jeter had to step over the fallen body of this sick person? Did that really happen?
Would he have had it any other way? Would be my question. I don't know if Jeff G didn't take this woman's insulin away from her just to set the stage. It was a solid night all around. It truly was. Conspicuous in his absence, though, one Larry Goodman. Where were you, Larry?
Well, I was traveling the state of Tennessee this weekend. although I did not. I just enjoyed Chattanooga Saturday. I did not. I was almost going to go to Empire in Rossville, and I decided I wanted a night away from wrestling in between. But I was at Saw on Friday night to see Vordell Walker win the NWA National Championship from Damian Wayne inside the steel cage. It was quite an emotional moment for Vordell. He really broke down in the ring afterwards. A little overcome with emotion there. I mean, the guy's been through a lot, overcome some personal demons, overcome people not wanting to possibly book him because of whatever that crap was years ago with Rick Steiner and so forth. And here he is, national champion, and hopefully he gets a good run. They had a good match, and then he goes to Knoxville on Sunday for the Brad Armstrong Memorial, and wouldn't you know it, Tracy's mother puts him over in the ring, talks about him being the new champion, and tells these fans in Knoxville about him beating up Rick Steiner, he and Tracy actually had a spirited little exchange in there. So, and I know Tracy's going to be at Saw next Friday night. So, quite a good weekend for Bordeaux. And I know he was also, I didn't get to talk to him about this, but I know he was at WrestleForce on Saturday. So he had quite a weekend himself.
Can you set the pecking order a little bit, Larry, as far as where that national title kind of sits within the NWA?
Well, right below the world title.
That's what I thought. It was the next one. That's the next one up.
Yeah, I think that would definitely rank above the North American and right below the world. And it was clear from Damian Wayne's promo in the ring that night that he's going after Conway's world title, is what he's setting his sights on. So for what that's worth in the world of pro wrestling these days, and where the NWA stands and all that, blah blah blah. And of course, I guess you may have seen that the NWA president was supposed to be there and wound up in the back of an ambulance riding to the hospital in Brownsville, Texas, instead of being in Nashville Friday night because he got some sort of intestinal disorder. So he never made it there to congratulate Vordell on winning the title.
Being at the top of that heap has become a bit of a bad luck. I know that, a couple of the guys have run into some health trouble here lately.
Yeah, sir. It's, you had Cersei there who's coming back from a heart attack and a kidney biopsy. So maybe you don't really want to be an NWA promoter these days. Maybe that's not such a good thing. I know this is really Tennessee wrestling history, not Georgia wrestling history, but it was pretty interesting to be in Knoxville last night and see all these old-timers there show up to honor Brad. They did have about 700 people there at Chilhowie Park, which was the historic wrestling venue, outdoor venue in Knoxville. Another Georgia favorite who was there was David Young, who isn't doing a whole lot of wrestling these days. He's got some injury issues and is not doing a whole lot in the ring, but he was there and he managed, seconded Sigmund there in his match. I don't think there was too many, but I think that's about it for Georgia people as far as it was really a Tennessee night up there. It really wasn't too much Georgia.
Getting put over by some others in Tennessee is a bit of a feather in the cap, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly was not expecting that, because particularly since it was the main event and Vordell was on the heel team, and he Smothers is ripping the other guys on the heel team, one of them who was Nature Boy Paul Lee, and he said, of course, he went for the easy line, there's only one Nature Boy, which got a big pop. But then he made a point of saying, well, I don't know too much about this Walker guy, but he's the new national champion, and, folks, he beat up Rick Steiner, who was a real tough guy. So anyway,
right. That story is what at this point, like 10-ish years old? Was that 10 years ago?
It's a long time ago. Yeah, it goes back a few years. Yeah, it goes back to when actually, like, Rick Steiner still was like kind of a tough guy, which he kind of looks like a marshmallow now. But
this was pre-school board days.
Well, speaking of Vordell, and I believe he's going to be one of our guests next Monday to discuss that, as well as the Washington Bullets, who I don't think they defended their tag titles at that Saw event, did they?
No, they were not on the card. They were not there.
But they are still the NWA Southern Tag Team Champions, right?
They are still the Saw Tag Team Champions, yes. Yes,
okay.
This is true.
Well, we do have them confirmed for next week, and I'm still working on Vordell Walker, but I'm guessing more than likely he will be calling in.
put Larry on it. He's got some cool.
But we actually have tonight's first guest, who's a regular on the show, but we're having him back for a few reasons, and his name is Matt Sexcells. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on, and Larry, if you want to stay on, you're welcome to, but we got Matt Sells and then Drew Adler later. So
yeah, I'll just hang on if that's okay.
Sure. So
yeah, Matt, Larry better hang on. I want Larry to ask me hard-hitting questions.
What you got for Matt, Larry?
What? Do you really want a hard-hitting question?
Oh, God, I don't know. What did I back myself into already?
You're in the crosshairs.
I'm on the Goodman hot seat. Excellent.
I mean, why is Pro Wrestling Resurrection still running shows when they don't get any fans?
Same reason so many promotions in Georgia are still running shows despite a declining fan base. Those are the crowd. The crowds are building in numbers, and that's the honest to God truth. And the thing is that building up there where PWR is running now at the Mega Mart in Gainesville, it's a building set up very similar to the smaller venues, kind of similar to the PCW Academy Theater, where if you have 50, 60 people there, it's, you know, the equivalent of having 150 or 200 in some other venues. I mean, that place would be packed out at one, maybe 125. So if you're drawing 50 people a show, you're doing pretty decent. I believe the show yesterday was right around 50.
Okay. Asked and answered. Thanks.
it's like a lot of promotions right now in Georgia is that, you know, good shows weekly, excellent shows weekly, but unfortunately not a whole lot of fans there to see them. So it's kind of if a tree falls in the woods type deal.
Well,
get that drop off to the. Cause, I mean, right, you know, right when you first moved in there, you're doing all right. You know, right around, you know, in May, you were kind of peaking a little bit. You had a fairly regular crowd with a decent attendance. Has anything happened?
No, the thing is right now is there's a good hardcore fan base. Like there is a fan base that shows up each and every week that's emotionally invested in the storylines. That's emotionally invested in the wrestlers. And get to see the action week in and week out. But there's really nothing that's happened. The quality of the shows and the quality of wrestling's improved every week. But the stuff's remained the same. And it seems like, you know, every holiday, unfortunately, falls on a Sunday. So, you know, you build some momentum, and then yesterday was Mother's Day. And then, you know, a couple months ago, built some momentum, and then it was Mother's Day. And then you have other events competing, and of course, as we all know, Sundays at 3:00 sometimes aren't necessarily the most ideal time and day to have a wrestling show on. But so far, so good as far as building a fan base, and now it's just a matter of finding ways to hopefully have those people, you know, pass the word along and bring in some additional fans.
Not to mention the difficulty of having Matt Sells champion there. I mean, that's a lot to get.
Oh, out. God, yeah. When you're United States champions, Matt Sexcells, that opens a whole new can of worms. But, you know, I mean, imagine, you know, if we could have three additional fans each week if Larry Goodman, Jonathan Williams, and Matt Hankins showed up every week. So, and if each of you just tell one person, there's six people.
I'm there about once a month or so, I'd say.
Yeah, Jonathan is there pretty regularly. I've seen Matt there some. I want to see Goodman there. I enjoy having Goodman do write-ups on me, and I hold one of the distinct honors of Goodman's really never said anything bad about me in a report. I don't think he's ever said anything nice either, but he's never said anything bad about me. So.
That's rarefied air. That is true.
Well, Matt, I think you might be setting yourself up yet again. Well, how did yesterday go? I know you had a big match. We talked to Johnny Danger last Monday about the match.
Yeah, big tag team, six-man tag main event yesterday that pitted the Rock and Roll Models. Myself, the BWR U.S. champion, and Johnny Danger, and the newest member, Wild Child Joey Kidman, against the fraternity of the international superstar simply known as Marco, Jeter, and Brian Blaze. Hard-fought contest. They came out on top. Due to some interference from their valet, Aria, and so Jeter hit me with his pile driver finisher, And Marco decided post-match to hit me with his finisher as well and challenged me at PWR Heatwave on July 7th. He challenged me for the PWR U.S. Championship, and I'll go ahead and say it right now. I'll accept the challenge. So your first match set for Heatwave on July 7th in Gainesville will be Matt Sexbell defending the United States Championship against Marco.
I guess it was kind of better for the rest of the world when Jeter just kind of stayed in one place.
Yeah, I think so. He's a big boy. He's one of those people always say that there's guys that are, you know, big by indie standards, but Jeter's big, period. Like, you put Jeter in there in the ring with anyone, and that's a big boy.
You had a little bit of a run in with him at the last Progression Pro show as well, didn't you?
Did I? Let's see. We worked the tag match. It was me and Eli Evans against Jeter and Brian Blaze. So wherever I go, it seems like Jeter and Brian Blaze follow.
You're going to learn to quit helping people.
Yeah, at some point. I'm the stereotypical dumb baby face, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Matt, I know you had a... Last time we had you on, you just had some, you just done the Ring of Honor training camp thing. So I think you wanted to call in and talk a little bit about this weekend's Ring of Honor iPay-per-view and a possible role you might have there.
Absolutely, yeah. It seems that Peter, yesterday, you know, I was a tag post-match, so it looks like I won't be able to compete this Sunday. But in the world of wrestling, how convenient is that? That, you know, 1,000 miles away next Sunday, I'll be traveling while I'm injured. the joy of the wrestling world. I'll be traveling and attending both the Best in the World iPay Per View as well as the TV taping they're doing on Sunday, and kind of just going up there and building on that relationship I've already built with Ring of Honor. When I got into pro wrestling 11 years ago, there were two lofty goals that I had, kind of 1A and 1B. 1A was what, you know, most people have when they get into wrestling is, you know, one day I want to wrestle for WWE. And 1B was this company that was starting the same exact time I broke into the business, the Ring of Honor. I wanted to be a member of their roster. So I've been building a relationship with them for the past 3 years and going up there and continuing to quote, pay my dues, as they put it in the business. I'm going up there, and I'm looking to help out in any capacity that they need, you know, ring crew, security, anything like that. And as you know, in the sport of wrestling, a lot of stuff's right place, right time. And so if I'm in sight and a spot opens up, you might hopefully see Matt Sexbell on Ring of Honor TV at some time in the near future.
Well, you actually got
security with two good knees.
I'm sorry?
You don't even know how to act if you do security with two good knees.
I know. I don't know. Yeah, that's going to be crazy. I'll maybe able to get kicked a little bit harder this time.
Well, you know it won't be by Kenny King this time.
No, but it will not be. So somebody else will get the honorable distinction of blasting me in the face.
Well, aside from your match against Marco coming up, do you have anything else going on? I know you... You're usually part of Progression Pro and NWA Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll be at Progression Pro, their next show on June 28th. I'll be making my return to NWA Atlanta in July. I know it's been a couple of shows since I've been there, so I'll be more than happy to get there and continue to instigate the problems between the tag team champions of Bobby Hayes and Rick Michaels. I should be heading back up to Alternative Pro Wrestling in Royston some. Made my return there last week for their Game Changer Rumble. As a lot of fans know, it's been a lot of time there with my former tag partner, Ryan Michaels. Just looking to kind of branch out and get wherever I can. Of course, you can see me every Sunday, except for this Sunday, due to being out with, quote, an injury, at PWR in Gainesville. I like to go check out Monstrosity Championship Wrestling to see my other favorite wrestler, the Alabama Wolfman, in action. And then, like I said, just kind of looking for some additional bookings here and there. I want to branch out to some more stuff in South Carolina, North Carolina, possibly Tennessee, and some stuff in the coming months. So of course you can follow at Matt Sexfeld on Twitter. I post my my upcoming dates on there pretty frequently.
The last NWA Atlanta show I went to was pretty much the Matt Sells show.
Yeah, I think that was the most I've ever appeared on one show. I think I was out there for six separate segments. So. Because nothing beats getting to see Matt Sexfeld do stand-up on a family-friendly wrestling show, because I have little material as there is, and when you put the family-friendly constraint on me, then it's kind of a problem. But Rick Michaels seemed to solve that problem for a lot of the fans after it took three double shots in the ring following the main event. So.
Yeah, so... What else you got coming up? You mentioned stand-up. I know you do those shows sometimes.
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff right now. Of course, I'll be at the Laughing Skull Lounge hopefully sometime soon. I've been having to reschedule some stuff. I love doing shows in gay bars, interestingly enough. So it's supposed to be at the Cockpit Atlanta either sometime this month or next month.
What's called the Cockpit?
The Cockpit. Isn't that not the greatest gay bar name ever?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Hey, it can't just be one gay cockpit.
Cockpit. I want to run wrestling shows at a cockpit. That would be perfect.
I heard, I think it's in New York, there was or may still be a gay bar called The Manhole.
That's excellent as well.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got on that topic with Matt Sexfeld of all people.
Yeah, Matt Sexfeld brings up performing in gay bars. That's great. Tweet your favorite gay bar name to me using the hashtag. Yeah, so. Well, hashtag work on Facebook now, so you can hashtag it on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, anything else you got for us, Matt?
There's always so much, but I think that's it. You know, you can check me out, PWR, Gainesville, Georgia, every week, NWA Atlanta in Logan's Grove, Georgia, Monstrosity Championship Wrestling at times, or if it's not me, check out the Alabama Wolfman, APW in Royston, Georgia. I'm in and out of the Peach State in Carrollton, Georgia. You know, just come check me out, check out the rest of the rock and roll models. And get your at least a weekly sex experience like no other.
Tell us,
of course, tune in to the Best in the World Ring of Honor iPay-per-view this Saturday at 5 p.m. and hopefully you'll see one of your favorite rock and roll models on there as well.
Give us a preview of some of your new stand-up material before you go.
Oh, geez, what kind of stand-up material do you want? Oh. Stand-up is the only thing that's like that, where it's like, you know, oh, you want to do your job? No, tell me to do it right now on the spot. Can you imagine, like, going up to a wrestler and saying, okay, oh, you're a wrestler, well, suplex me now. Or, you know, going up to a porn star and going, okay, you're a porn star, well, blow me for free right now. Like, you expect me just to do my job on the spot and be funny?
Just well, you're usually pretty good at it.
Occasionally.
Except for the last part. We just expect you to do the job. Being funny is not expected.
Yeah, I can do the job, yeah, but the what kind of job it is not good.
All right, Matt. Well, Larry, Matt, yeah. You guys have any other questions for Matt Sells?
Goodman, you stewing on anything over there?
Not at the moment.
Good to
all
go.
All right, well, I guess we will let you go, Matt Sexfeld.
See, in usual Larry Goodman fashion, see, Goodman's just indifferent to me. It's not bad, but it's just like, Matt Sexfeld is here.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, I guess you're not getting anything out of Larry. So,
I know, I keep goading him. I'm hoping for something, and he's not taking the bait. But then I'm expecting something to just come out. It's going to, you know, like make me cry and curl up in the fetal position. But I should perhaps stop.
Start speaking in a faux Arab accent. That'll get him fired up.
Yeah, that will. That'll do it.
All right, Matt. Well, good luck this weekend, and good luck in your upcoming matches, especially against Marco. We heard from him just a couple weeks ago, and he's definitely got a little
bit
more.
He's black and he's angry, so you know how that goes.
That's a pretty novel concept, right? I've heard of that before.
Never seen that before.
Yeah, he's outspoken and a skilled performer, but I'm slightly more outspoken and a lot more skilled. So we'll see how that goes when it's me and Marco on the July 7th at Heatwave. Thank you guys for having me. I always enjoy calling in. It's nice to be on the other side this time as a guest instead of a host. I wasn't having to interview a guy that maintained kayfabe the whole time, so that was good.
That's a lost start, as you've proven tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Well, I guess it's a good time to go to a commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to co-winner of 2012's Most Improved Wrestler for GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, Drew Adler.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins and GWHNews.com's Larry Goodman. And our next guest is usually seen in Rampage Pro Wrestling, but you can also find him various other promotions throughout Georgia. And his name is Drew Adler. Hello, Drew. How are you tonight? Drew, are you there?
Oh, no. Drew Adler's no-showed.
We got somebody from Mobile, Alabama area code. I don't know if that's where
Drew
he
Adler
is.
He just Ricky Morton'd us. Hello. Is that you, Drew?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Drew Adler?
Hello? No.
Who is this?
My name is Cornell Bryant. My father was chief little eagle. He wrestled in Georgia for many years, and my mother was a wrestler too. Her name was Venus LaRue.
All right. Well, thanks for calling tonight. Did you have something you wanted to share with us?
Yes, sir. I've just found you on the internet, and I've been searching for memorabilia and different things and stuff, history about my father's time in Georgia, my mother's time just passed recently. Or, well, my mother did. My father's been gone a little while. But I just found you on the internet, and I just thought I'd call in and find out if anybody had any kind of articles, any tapes, anything like that. We pay for it. Be most appreciative to find stuff I could out about my parents when they were wrestling back in the day. But just found your site on the internet, sir.
Okay. Well, have you found anything of use on there?
I hadn't had a lot of time. As soon as I found your number, I got on the phone, called, and just checking you out, sir.
All right.
I bet you somebody around at Georgia Wrestling History Network.
Probably. You might want to try Peach State Pandemonium on Thursday night. What era did your parents wrestle in? What years?
My dad wrestled in the 60s and very early 70s. My mother and wrestled in the area some too, but mainly they wrestled like in Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee, Mobile on the Gulf Coast, and my dad wrestled out in New Mexico and Texas. We wrestled with she's trying to think all kinds of names. The Funks family. I'm trying to think of all kinds of people. Oh my gosh, the Monroe, Flash Monroe, Rocky Monroe, all those. Mario Glinto, Dick Dunn, the Fields Brothers. Mike Hippy Boy yet.
You need to call in on Thursday night and talk to Jerry Oates and Mike Norris. Those guys were know that era and wrestled in that era, and they might be able to help you out Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I believe.
Okay, I'll try to catch them then. I appreciate your time and hope it take up any airspace.
No problem at all. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great
day. Larry saw all those people wrestle during his party in college days. 68, 69. Larry just doesn't remember it well. He was enjoying his youth.
Well, actually, though, I was watching that up in it wasn't quite that far back, but it was pretty far back. But I was watching it in Iowa. In Minnesota wrestling and Iowa wrestling and Chicago wrestling. I learned about these Gulf Coast guys later after I moved down here, but I unfortunately did not get to see some of those guys he mentioned wrestle in person. But we don't have Drew Adler, huh?
Well, we do.
We do have. Drew, is that you?
Is it?
I hope so.
We're going to go with it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me.
All right. How you doing tonight, Drew?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We are doing pretty good. I guess the main thing you have coming up is the Rampage Super Show this Saturday. Rampage Pro Wrestling, that is, and you've had your share of difficulties with the blacklist, as have many other people on the Rampage roster, which I guess is why you're involved in, is that the main event, or it's a 8-man tag, right?
Yes, it is. First off, I don't know about the difficulties with the blacklist, because I'm pretty sure I've beaten every single one of them by myself, but later day, no big deal. Yes, it's probably going to be the main event with me, Drew Adler, Michael Stevens, and Anthony Andrews, the BFFs, and Dr. Johnny Gayton versus the entire Blacklist.
Well, I guess you're right. I have seen that you have had better luck against those guys than a lot of people, but that doesn't mean you necessarily gotten what you were looking for after the matches. So,
yeah, definitely not what I've been looking for. But I've been very fortunate and very opportunistic with pinning every single one of them. You know, AJ's the murder one. Which very fortunate indeed, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting my hands back on them this Sunday, June 23rd, because it's going to be a really, really big show there at 3 p.m. in Warner Robins. Sorry, I'm a little blown up. I just finished a workout.
That's a rarity.
Speaking of working out, I think...
That's where in the gym? That's crazy talk.
Well, Matt, you and I were at a Rampage show several months ago. It may have been close to a year ago, and you commented that Drew Adler looked like he had put on about 30 pounds of nothing but muscle.
Absolutely.
And then shortly after,
I don't know if the mushroom showed up and the boy got right.
Powered up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I really appreciate it, guys. I've been working hard. I think everybody, all of my peers have noticed that. And I guess that's why I got voted for the, what was the award again?
Most
improved.
Most improved, yeah.
Yeah, well, me and Fred, we co-share it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not bad company to keep.
Yeah, I'm still looking to get my hands on Fred, by the way, because I still want the award solely to myself.
Well, didn't you guys
get together?
Didn't you have a match not long after that at All Star Wrestling Network?
We did. I just I guess just a big joke between me and him that that's just been playing out for a while now. I always anytime I see him, I'm always commenting about it.
Yeah, well, we talked to him not
noticed,
long ago.
Have you noticed other people taking notice of you now since you've had your name's been out there a little bit more? Have you got a lot more opportunities?
You know, I noticed that a lot of people have commented on my build now just because I've gained so much weight. But I think ever since people started knowing that I got the WWE tryout, like I've gotten a lot more, like, of the spotlight, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they were in Atlanta, I was supposed to actually be on the show, like Georgia Wrestling Now, and I actually had to decline, but I felt bad because I didn't tell him why I had to decline, but I hope you're cool with it now that I shared this with you.
Oh, so that was...
I think that'll work. I think that'll do. You know,
yeah.
We don't take a second to see too many people, but I guess we'll let that one slide.
Yeah, I guess a WWE tryout takes precedence over Georgia Wrestling Now, huh?
Whatever.
I tried to call in. I tried to call in backstage at catering. started getting funny looks.
Get all you can get out of them. You never know when that second chance is coming. Get all you can get out of them.
Yeah.
So how did that work out? How was that for you? Nervous as shit?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I shit out most of the nerves, but am I allowed to cuss on here? I'm really sorry.
I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Freely.
You seem to want to co-host this show as I had.
So nervous. Like, I was nervous to like my whole 6'4" frame.
What did you end up doing for the tryout? Can you talk about it much?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, so what did you end up doing for the tryout? Can you talk about it much?
Yeah, sure, why not? Well, we had to do like, well, William Regal and Matt Stryker were basically the two guys, you know, talking to us most of the time, even though we got to meet everybody pretty much. We got in the ring for like 5 minutes and did a little match and, you know, wrestled around just to see what we could do, so to say. And then whenever we got done with that, we Matt Stryker took us to the side and, you know, talked us through a little bit. And we did like a little promo for him. And then after that, we went and did a promo in front of William Regal and Matt Stryker and the Brooklyn Brawler and like some other person. And that was in front of a camera so they could have it like on record. But
yeah, that was probably the best time of my life. I was the happiest kid in the candy store, so to say.
Did they give you any inclination, or were they looking more for your work? Were they focused more on, you know, how you portrayed yourself as a character? Did they kind of give you an idea of what they were really after?
Well, I mean, to them, they want everything. So,
yeah.
Like, basically, hey, you know, well, they told me to, you know, get bigger. And, of course, I'm trying to do that as much as I can. And like I said, they're pretty much looking for everything. They want the total package. So I'm just going out there and doing it all. I'm trying to get as much exposure as I possibly can and just trying to soak so much information.
When you say you got in the ring and wrestled around, was that against someone from WWE, or who did you wrestle with?
I actually wrestled with Jacob Ashworth. He was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was
not
this
bad
the,
to have a familiar face in that position.
What was that?
Not too bad to have a guy that you at least know when you're in that spot, so it's not completely foreign.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. That was actually kind of comforting, even though it was still very nervous because we were in the Phillips Arena, and it was, like, just empty except for pretty much the whole locker room was just in the stands and then like watching us. So
yeah.
You just have like so many pairs of eyes just staring at you, and it's crazy. But
was
I'm
this
sure the
most
quiet
recent
was
time?
Just eerie.
I'm sorry.
Was this the most recent time WWE was in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think it was February 4th.
Okay.
How did
that
opportunity
come about?
What's that? I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
How did that opportunity come about?
Well, basically, I just got a call. And I like to think that Bill Barron's had something to do with it. But, you know, I think he just keeps working me. So he won't actually tell me the truth. But, you know, whatever. It's funny to me. Yeah, I think he had something to do with it.
Probably
yeah,
not a bad assumption. If nothing else, it's not a bad. It's not a bad guy to give the credit to, anyways.
It's Bill.
Have you heard anything since then from WWE?
Hmm?
Have you heard anything from WWE since then?
Not yet. But you know, I'm gonna keep attacking them. So. At least, you know, I'm just keep trying to get in contact with him. So, hopefully get something.
Is there anything else you've done here recently that stands out to you that maybe you, an opportunity you didn't have maybe a couple years ago?
I'm not sure.
Was Rampage a place you'd been trying to get to and you finally got the chance to, or did that just kind of stumble upon you too?
Well, whenever I was training, I was always told, you know, hey, keep your phone on you and always be there for an opportunity because you probably will never get it again. So whenever I was just doing AWN and it was just, you know, every Saturday back then, and I wasn't getting too many bookings, and, you know, Rampage is right down the street. One day, I got a call, and they needed somebody extra, and that was kind of like my way to sneak into Rampage. So ever since then, I just keep showing up, and, you know, if they needed somebody, I'd be there. I'd be the go-to guy. And then, you know, once you're the go-to guy, then, oh, okay, well, hey, let's throw him a bone here, and then throw him a bone there. And then actually, Jimmy Rave was, like, the first person who actually saw how much I've been working hard and all that good stuff, and he actually, you know, gave me a chance to be TV champion. So, Jimmy, thank you very much. You're my best friend.
And you still wrestle pretty regularly for AWN too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like we do that every other Friday, so it's a good little time over there.
And a lot of those guys are starting to kind of make their name. Who are some of the other guys you kind of came up with down there?
Well, actually, Michael Stevens and Anthony Andrews and, well, let's see, Zach Edwards is also coming up now. Mm-hmm. I guess those are like the main guys that have really been sticking with it. Because, he was actually, Michael Stevens, I don't know if you know this, he's probably been at Rampage, I think, the second longest, next to probably, I think, J-Rod. And so, he was kind of like the guy that snuck me in there, so.
I did not realize that. I knew he'd been there, you know, a time or two, but I didn't realize he'd been there that long.
Oh, yeah, no, well, the whole thing at Rampage is, you know, they have the four teams right now going for the Gene Gate Memorial Cup. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, Rampage Nation, which is Micah Taylor, Kyle Matthews, Francisco, and J-Rod. And then there's the Allie's Angels, which is Mike Payne, Mike Cruz, Steven Styles, and Bobby Moore. And then, you know, of course, got the Blacklist. And then there's the probably the most underrated team ever in the Justice League of Rampage, which is, of course, me, Michael Stevens, Anthony Andrews, Zach Edwards, and Chris the Cop.
And as things, you know, here a few months ago, everybody was kind of ready to throw dirt on Rampage. Have things settled down there, or did locker room ever acknowledge it?
I wouldn't say there was an acknowledgement of it, but, of course, in my head, I'm always trying to make things better to me. So, you know, even though me and Michael Stevens have always had this huge work ethic carrying with us, we kind of, you know, stepped it up just a little bit more and, you know, just not really acknowledging it, but to us, make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you're going to have your critics, but...
Larry Goodman?
Yeah.
Well, I will mention this, Larry. I heard you on Murder Show last week, and you did tout that, you know, the last show you saw was much better. Was there things that you saw, what in it stood out to you, Larry, that made it a much improvement over some of the last few times you'd watched it?
Well, I said the main thing was the quotient of stars to jabronis was almost all the time on the show was devoted to stars. So that made a difference. And they also, the other thing was they did a better job, I thought, a better job of explaining why people would want, you know, there was strategy involved in this tournament of getting the points, like Bobby Moore taking a disqualification to avoid losing because he would have lost more points if he took a pinfall than if he took a count out and walked out. So there were, you know, just a couple of things that made it.
It's always the little things that can You have to start small. You can't turn everything around at once.
Now, unfortunately, no shows have aired since. I guess they're having technical problems, and the subsequent shows have not been put on the Internet. I'm sure they're airing in Macon, but they've not aired on the Internet to be able to see what's happening leading into the big show, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We still get them in the Macon and surrounding areas, but, like, we definitely, I think there's been a couple technical issues, so, and it's just a little minor problem. We'll probably have it fixed in no time.
Cool.
And I guess, is this Doc Gayton's big return, Drew?
Yes. Yes, actually. This is, he's been out for quite a couple months, actually. I think the last time he was in the ring was back in 2012. So, you know, he's been gone for about 5 or 6 months.
Yeah,
so
I realize it's been that long. But, yeah, I guess now that you think about it, it has been a while. Well, at least you know your eyes will be well taken care of, so you can go in there. We're not worried about that.
Mm-hmm. That's isn't that true, huh?
Is Wardell still with the crazy as it is,
Dr. Johnny Gayton is probably the most committed man to everything he does, which just blows my mind because, you know, he does all of the weightlifting competitions, and I don't know if you've ever been in his doctor's office before, but they are all over the place. He has so many trophies and so many championships, it's crazy. Because this man flies all around the world. He finds time to do everything. And it's really incredible that he still gets in the ring occasionally and just hangs with just about everybody. Even though, you know, sometimes it doesn't seem like that. But, you know, he's got the Vince McMahon thing going where he tries harder than the wrestlers. Like, so hats off to him.
Good. That's good. You know what side your bread's buttered on. That's good. You'll go a long way with that.
How is it that the Justice League got to have Dr. Johnny Gayton join their side in this situation?
Well, I'm going to take you back to February 4th again, and we're going to go back and look at that episode of Raw where a certain punk called a Michael Stevens Four Eyes. And, of course, now we know that Michael Stevens has gotten his eyes fixed, and Doc is, of course, against bullying with his huge Stop Bullying Now campaign. And, of course, Michael Stevens and the Doc have become friends, and he is firmly for the Bully Fighting Friends, formerly known as Best Friends Forever. So Doc's always been a fan of underdogs. So, and of course, we are indeed the underdogs in this Memorial Cup.
I would say so. I would say you are certainly that.
What? That's crazy.
And with, you know, kind of the gimmick you have and the Mario stuff, have you thought about, can you run that forever, or have you thought about, would you have to change that if you kind of want to break out? Are you pretty comfortable with it?
Well, the way I think of it is, with the whole mushroom thing, I don't think anyone actually gets why I have the one-up mushroom. So I'm a huge Super Mario fan, but it's all about having that extra life, and it's all about getting back up no matter how many times you get knocked down because, you know, let's face it, guys, you're not going to beat the man that never stays down. And that's kind of like my philosophy. So that's why I like the one-up mushroom so much. And, you know, if you think about it, whenever you're playing the game, Mario's always having a good time. He's never frowning, never angry, unless it's in the final battle with Bowser. So that's, of course, I can get serious, and I'm actually being more serious now than I ever actually have been, but,
Well, aside from Rampage and AWN, do you have any other matches coming up anywhere?
I'm actually doing NWA Atlanta in Locust Grove quite frequently now. And,
right.
And occasionally we'll go up to UIW and the Peach States and a couple other shows here and there. But I'm actually looking to get into Kentucky at Pro Wrestling Freedom.
Ooh.
Over there once I get my license.
What drew you to that? What drew you to that place?
Actually, Kyle Matthews. He's always been telling me about like how he drives like the 8 or 9 hours to get there, and he just does it by himself, and he always wanted someone to ride with, and I'm like, yeah, I'll go on the show. Yeah, give me a book.
I just pulled that up as you were talking. They've got some interesting people on there rostered there. I see Sean Schultz works there, Mickey Knuckles,
mm-hmm.
Carney Alexander, who was recently in Anarchy. Interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of people up there that are very, very good. And that's definitely what drew me to it in the first place, besides Kyle Matthews, of course. So any chance I can work with somebody new and someone that's got some experience to lend to me, that's always a good time.
We can get spoiled to hear where there's so much going on, we forget that other people do this.
I do want to plug Rampage. I want to plug the show on the 23rd one more time, if that's cool.
Sure.
Have at it.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and run through the spiel real quick. June 23rd. This Sunday, Rampage Pro Wrestling, Warner Robins, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and Jake Roberts are going to be there. Special attendance. Please be there. Anyone's listening. I know a lot of people are. So come down to Warner Robins. Come see us Sunday, 3 p.m., bell time. Have the 8-man tag versus Blacklist and the Justice League Rampage and Dr. Johnny Gayton. And, of course, we're going to have the RPW heavyweight title defended by Micah Taylor versus Bobby Moore at Allie's Angels. And the adult tickets are $12. The kids are $8. And, yeah, please be there. DDP. That's all I got to say. Diamond Dallas Page.
And according to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, it's the best food in Middle Georgia.
I love that commercial. That's the best commercial.
Every time Hacksaw is in Middle Georgia, he stops me.
Their grilled chicken wraps are amazing. I kid you not. Next time you're at Rampage Pro Wrestling, get you a chicken wrap. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, you kid. They are going to put you on a pedestal down there. You are getting it all out. It's Joe Shield.
He even puts over the chicken wrap.
Put over the chicken wrap, man. You can't beat that.
They put over themselves, all right? I'm just bored.
All right, Drew. Well, good luck against the Blacklist this Sunday. And good luck with everything else as well. Hopefully we'll see you in WWE sometime soon.
We can hope. All right, guys. Y'all take care.
Leave us a ticket. That's all we ask. Just leave us a ticket. That's what I tell all of y'all.
I'm purchasing a ticket. That's all I'm getting in WWE. All right, guys. We're going to Raw. Y'all have a good time.
All right. You too.
Later.
Well, as he mentioned, DDP and Jake the Snake Roberts will be at Rampage Pro Wrestling on Sunday, and it's another star-studded weekend for Georgia wrestling. WWE Live will be in Savannah and Albany on Sunday as well. And then Scott Hall's son is supposed to make his Anarchy debut this Saturday at a show that also features Jeter challenging Jeremy Vane for the Anarchy title. What else Am I leaving out any important shows, Larry, for this weekend?
Those are the ones I'm focused on, so if there are, I'm sorry, I'm just not in the loop.
I want to say that there may be a DSCW show Sunday as well.
I'm looking at a...
Let's see. Do we have one?
I know it popped up kind of... It's in an odd date, so maybe a week off, but I want to say...
Horrors, it's not on our list.
No.
Maybe it's next week, but I don't...
No, there is June 23rd. Let's see what they've got.
I think Gunner's there.
Oh, wow. Gunner's there. It's a six-man tag. Gunner, Scorpion, and Cody Roberts against Cyrus, All-Star, and CTD. Sal Renaro is going to be there against Kyle Matthews. Slim J versus Torque. There'll be lots of high-flying action in that one.
That's going to be some stuff going in that.
All right, well. No shortage of wrestling this weekend in Georgia, so get out to some shows. And as I mentioned earlier, next week our guests will be the Washington Bullets and hopefully Wardell Walker, still working on that. But I want to thank Drew Adler and Matt Sexcells, as well as Larry Goodman and Matt Hankins, for being part of the show. And we'll be back next Monday at 7.
Listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.